Ladies and gentlemen, this is Corey Blaze of the Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. I'd like to share a story with you.
For sure.
Comes from a retired, bored husband.
Sounds like me. Just play it.
He says, after I retired, my wife insisted that I accompany her on trips to Target. Unfortunately, like most men, I found shopping boring and prefer to get in and get out.
Agreed.
Yeah, I agree.
Equally unfortunate, my wife is, like most women, she loves to browse. Yesterday, my dear wife received the following letter from our local Target.
What did it say?
And the letter says, dear Miss Harris, over the past 6 months, your husband has caused quite a commotion in our store. We cannot tolerate this behavior and have been forced
to what?
To ban you both from the store.
What?
Our complaints against your husband, Mr. Harris, are listed below and are documented by our video surveillance cameras. On June 15th, he took 24 boxes of condoms and randomly put them in other people's carts when they weren't looking. On July 2nd, he set all the alarm clocks and housewares to go off at the five minute intervals.
Wow. Sound like me.
On July 7th, he made a trail of tomato juice on the floor leading to the woman's restroom.
I was there. I saw.
On July 19th, he walked up to an employee and told her in an official voice, code 3 in housewares. Get on it right away. This caused the employee to leave her assigned station and receive a reprimand from her supervisor that turned into a union grievance, causing management to lose time and costing the company money.
I like this guy.
On August 4th, he went to the service desk and tried to put a bag of M&Ms on layaway.
I like him.
On August 14th, he moved the caution wet floor sign to a carpeted area. On August 15th, he set up a tent in the camping department and told the children's shoppers he'd invite them in if they would bring pillows and blankets from the bedding department, to which 20 children obliged.
Can I come too?
Wow.
August 23rd, when a clerk asked if they could help him, he began crying and screaming, "Why can't people just leave me alone?" Emergency medical technicians were called. On September 4th, he looked right into the security camera and used it as a mirror as he picked his nose. On September 10th, while handling guns in the hunting department, he asked the clerk, "Where are the antidepressants?" On October 3rd, he darted around the store suspiciously while loudly humming the Mission Impossible theme. On October 6th, in the auto department, he practiced his Madonna look by using different sizes of funnels holding different sized funnels to his chest. October 18th, he hid in the clothing rack, and when people browsed through, he yelled, "Pick me, pick me."
Or pick me.
On October 22nd, when an announcement came over the loudspeaker, he assumed the fetal position and screamed, "Oh no, there's those voices again."
I heard those voices.
He took a box of condoms to the checkout clerk and asked where the fitting room was.
Hope there were magnums.
And last but not least, on October 23rd, he went into a fitting room, shut the door, waited a while, and then yelled very loudly, "Hey, there's no toilet paper in here." One of our clerks passed out.
You can listen to Fat Guy Radio Show on www.fatguyradioshow.com.
Why is there a pancake in the silverware drawer?
I mean, why is there silverware in the pancake drawer? Whip it.
All you can do is put things in your mouth. But no, I'm not going to make a comment on an obvious joke.
Hey, those nuts are for my brother. Please don't eat them all.
My friend.
Forget. 9 pounds in a week? Let me ask you a quick question. Are you trying to make my head explode? Because you have no idea just how frustrating it is working your ass off trying to inflate a tiny little balloon inside someone's clogged artery, and all that person has to do really is, oh, I don't know, go for a walk in the morning, or choke down a fresh green salad, and you come back here looking like that. And I know, here I'm supposed to be Dr. Give-a-Crap, but you want to know the God's honest truth? And this is a fact. You are what you eat, and you clearly went out and devoured a big fat guy, didn't you? Please hang up and try again.
Live from the heart of Phoenix, Arizona, stuck in a closet when no one knows he's there, it's Fat Guy Radio with your host, Corey Blake. And now, here's my godfather, Corey Blake.
Like some water or something like that, you can drink that. That's what we got. Right? You don't know that that was from Scrubs. Pancake from the pancake drawer. You gotta talk right into that microphone.
I didn't see that episode at all. At all.
Really? I'll show it to you after the show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's another episode of Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. Heard around the world from the BDB Production Studios. It's Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. And we are over 3,000 downloads.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That makes me... I feel special in my nether regions when I say that.
I want to run butt naked through the studio.
There's Philippius over there.
How are you doing?
And there's my little brother, Little D, in the studio.
I'm here. I am here.
I am your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with the show by liking us on Facebook. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. And follow us on the Twitter at Fat Guy Radio Show. Fat Guy Radio Show is available on iTunes. Please subscribe. Rate and review, give us a 5-star rating, and leave us a review.
Now, when you say Fat Guy Radio being one word, is it really one word?
It's all one word. Fat Guy Radio Show, because you know, you want to know why, Lil D? I'm glad you asked. May I? Thank you. The reason why it's all one word is because fat people don't like to use a space bar.
Oh, okay.
So that way, all you got to do is just move your little sausage fingers to type in Fat Guy Radio Show, and you'll be able to find us on Facebook, and you'll be able to find us on Twitter.
The Twitter.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, today's show is sponsored by the Fat Guy Red.
No.
Fat Guy Radio Show donate button is a sponsor for today's show. Help support the show by clicking donate on fatguyradioshow.com. So this is what I need you to do, folks. While you're out there and you're on the line and you're perusing and you're maybe going to Amazon.com or something like that, go ahead and open up another tab, because if you got, you know, Internet Explorer 8, you can open up multiple tabs. Open up another tab. Go to fatguyradioshow.com. Right there on the top, click the donate button. That was a really, really nice pause in that song.
Right.
Click the donate button and drop us, you know, a couple of bucks.
A dollar.
Yeah. So that's just somebody else. That, don't send a card to that in-law that you don't really like.
60 cents.
Yeah. So don't. No, not 60 cents. So if you don't like that in-law, don't send them a $5 card. Send me, Philippius, and Little D that $5. Help us grow the show and support the show that way. FatGuyRadioShow.com. Donate button. Click it so we won't go away.
Yes.
Yes.
Man, do we have a packed show for everybody planned today. We are here. We're half deer, and we're not going fishing by the end of today.
Nope.
I don't think so. Is anybody
going
planning
skinny
going
dipping?
Are you going, you're going skinny dipping?
No fishing for me.
No fishing for you, Philippius.
Hey, everyone skinny dipping with your clothes on?
No. Okay. That would be just regular swimming, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that just be considered regular swimming?
Do the math, figure it out later.
Okay, there you go. Philippius?
Yes. You guys ready?
He knows he's supposed to come in after the first spot, and I don't know why. I had to call him out on the last show. Philippius, go. We don't have anything for you, so
ready?
Hold on, I'm gonna find something for you.
Ready?
I know you hate it.
Okay.
You hate it when I go into my my thing, but okay. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, go.
Switch your status messages over to listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
FatGuyRadioShow.com.
That's your best scary laugh, Little D.
Well, I'm tired.
I thought you said earlier your muscles were tired.
I worked. Hey, that muscle tired too.
Muscle tired? Which muscle are we talking about?
Everything. I couldn't use no tool. Nothing. Everything is.
You tried to go home and get you some little afternoon nookie, and it couldn't happen.
It couldn't happen. Like, I'm here, but my body is asleep. Totally asleep.
Is your mind here?
My mind is here. I'm focused.
Okay. That's what's important. That's what's important.
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on today's show, we want to get a Halloween holiday recap. I know that earlier this week, on this past Monday, it was the Halloween. Here we go. And we know that we had a lot of those people coming up to our doors while we were out. Only Philippius would say something like that. So we want to get a Halloween holiday recap as far as what we did. Yeah, just a little bit of dyslexic over here. Also, the crackheads are coming. The crackheads are coming. I wrote that down. Hopefully, we'll get to that. And also on today's show, in the third segment, we'll hear from the finance guy, where normally during that segment, I'm the only one that's tuned in on what's happening. And Philippius and Little D take that moment to either go to the bathroom, get a refreshing drink, or take a quick 10-minute nap.
Yeah.
So we'll be joined by the finance guy later on today in the show. And I wrote a couple of things down on my show sheet. You know how I do, because I'm always just firing off ideas at the top of my head. Yes. I can't believe it's the holiday season already.
Already here.
Oh, yeah.
Kim Kardashian gets divorced from Chris Humphries. Yeah. I really want to get into that with you, Little D.
Yeah, go ahead.
I really do. McDonald's $8 million remodeling project. I'm starting to see that money actually flow out. And I'm a big tub of goo. And I wrote down my minor heart attacks. I really think I've been having small, minor cardiac infarctions, D.
Oh, man.
And also, maybe D can help us do this because he's the only one that is in a committed relationship that we've got some really juicy news about something that's going to be happening with that. Maybe Lil D will share with us later on in the show.
Now, when you say one and only, does that mean one and only?
One and only. You're the only one in this room right now that's in a committed relationship. Me and Philippius are just fornicating.
Now, does that mean like only one?
Only one.
Okay. Just trying to clear
Yeah.
Only one. Uno.
Okay. Is your wife in the next room? Is she outside the studio?
She's somewhere right here.
And also, Lil D can maybe help us because he's only the one and only one in this room, Philippius.
The one and only one.
Like Lil D says, one more gan. Mm-hmm. One more gan. How to get the out of your league girl to fall for you.
Ooh. I got you.
So those are some of the things that we have on today's show. But I want to start off with the Halloween recap, guys. Was it weird that Halloween fell on a Monday?
To me, I don't even know. But the kids loved it either way it went.
The kids loved it. What did you say, Philippius?
A little weird.
Wow. What was that?
That was awesome.
Yeah,
well, I don't know. My inner body.
I gotta play this again. That was pretty scary. Lost in a world where things bubble up out of radio show producers.
They have this little stench that smells horrible.
I smell it over here.
It smells like something you don't want to know.
Ass.
No.
All right, so was it weird to you, Philippians, that it happened on a Monday?
A little bit.
I mean, it just like, I got actually trick-or-treaters at my door on Sunday night.
I find that hard to, that was weird.
That was, but a couple of people told me that they were going to go on Sunday.
Mm. Well, they probably didn't get pretty much.
Everybody didn't get the memo.
Everybody didn't get the memo. It's on Monday. I thought it was kind of weird. I was like, Halloween on a school night? You know?
Yeah, it's been on a school night before, though.
Yeah.
That's true. But I can tell you this much. They were, my street was packed. The street on my home, the street where I live was packed. There was a big turnout. But unfortunately, there was no candy being given out at the Blaze
household. I knew it wasn't. You so tight.
No, it wasn't that. Number one, I didn't put
decorations.
Yeah, no, nothing out.
I didn't get home till late. So by the time I got home, it was already in the middle of the festivities. I did my best to swerve around that little three-year-old little three-year-old ninja running across the street on the way into the neighborhood.
You should have been going slower.
I was going slower. He was just moving too fast.
Nah.
Speed limit isn't 25, it's 55. Some little kid turned the sign upside down. Did you give out candy,
Lil? No, I had my little girls. I took them out.
You guys went, what'd you guys go out
we
and do?
We went out trick-or-treating.
Where did you
we went to my daughter's school.
Okay.
Her school's in the neighborhood in the Kyrene district, so we went there.
Okay.
And man, we went down, no lie, one block and a half, because I had to go to work. They got so much candy out. One and a half blocks.
Oh my god.
Lady had a Minnie Mouse bag, really big extra large Minnie Mouse bag. full of candy.
That Minnie Mouse bag is almost as big as your youngest daughter.
Yeah. And we 1.5 blocks, because I had to rush it because I had to go to work last night. So much candy. I'm like, imagine if we'd went out. I was pointing. I was like, imagine if we went on that block over there. We just went.
One block.
The turnout was like a whole freaking big neighborhood. It was.
Wow. That was crazy. Philippi, anything? Did you do anything Halloween night? Do you give out candy or take the kids out?
I worked my second job, and then I went to my grandma's.
Grandmama? Who just had a birthday a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
There it is.
I got there, but they're already done with their candy, so I just went and enjoyed some supper.
Oh, so you just kind of hung out with the family. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, this segues right into the next point that I have, the Halloween economy. I saw a big, huge turnout from a lot of people that were out there, you know what I mean, that were out and doing Halloween. So I'm wondering, a lot of costumes, really good costumes at that.
Yeah.
A lot of people handing out candy. And I mean, there were people on my block for droves. They didn't stop until probably, I would say, about 10 o'clock.
What? Jeez.
10 o'clock at night when they stopped in my neighborhood.
My neighborhood went quite about 9.
No, my neighborhood, my neighbor, I talked to my neighbor, and she told me that she started getting trick-or-treaters at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. What? And I didn't notice the streets were clear until 10 because it's trash night in my neighborhood. And I didn't want to put the trash can out on the sidewalk.
Did you get egged?
No, I didn't get egged because my lights were off. I didn't want to put my trash can out on the sidewalk because there was a lot of foot traffic.
Yeah, they probably kicked it over on little bad kids. Yeah.
And nobody else in my neighborhood, all the neighbors knew, you know, you just don't put your trash can out because the kids are moving around. And I noticed when I got home, probably around 7, 8 o'clock, I noticed cars coming from other places.
Right.
Parking on the block and getting out and work in the neighborhood.
That's how they do.
And there was one guy that was in a white truck. And all the key had probably about 15 kids piled in the back of that thing. He stopped at the end of the block. All the kids hopped out and they just started working their way. And he cruised down the street as they went and then picked them up when they got to the end of the block. And I'm sure he swooped around and worked the next street. Now, my neighbors were doing it right. They had their fire pits out. They had tiki torches out. People. And the only thing is that. That my neighbors, my immediate neighbors, none of them handed out candy.
Wow.
None of them handed out candy. Barbara across the street handed out candy.
So three houses of no candy.
Three houses and two on the side of me, on this side, and then the three across the street from me all did not hand out candy.
You know, I noticed people with them tiki things and the little fire pits, whatever. It wasn't cold. What was that for?
Nah.
It's just nice. Cool looking.
It's a waste of money. Yeah, I was like... It ain't cold out here. I saw bonfires and stuff. I guess that's what it was.
It was perfect weather for trick-or-treating.
Looked cool, but
in my opinion.
Yeah, it wasn't cold, though.
No, it's not cold right now, but it's still, like, you know, pretty cool.
In the morning it's when cool. You wake up, it got some chillies.
I know. I got up this morning and my balls shriveled up.
I was in Texas the other day, 44 degrees with a wind chill going, so it was brought down to 33. So I was cold.
Just shriveled up.
Shriveled.
But I thought last night was perfect still weather. Shriveled. But this was my question, though. This is what I thought about last night. I'm like, on the last show, I talked about Disneyland. And when I went on vacation with the kids, Disneyland, me, 32 other people in this group, and 500,000 of my closest friends through Disneyland, which made me think, where the hell is the economic downturn? Why are all these people at Disneyland if we are in economic downspin?
Yes.
And then I thought about it again last night. Nice costumes. A lot of people giving out candy. A lot of people enjoying the Halloween. You know what I mean? Where's the economic downturn?
You got to enjoy life somehow.
I guess you pretty much have to. But then there was a new survey that I found online that shows that people, despite the economic downturns, find the Halloween, a time to just really just let loose because you just got to have fun.
Yeah, you do.
You know what I mean? You just got to get out there and just do what you got to do.
Like I just said.
But did the kids have a good time? The girls have a good time for Halloween?
They had a blast.
I liked it too.
I liked it too.
I had a good time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are up on a break. So what we're going to do is we're going to pause right here and take a quick break. And then when we get back, we're going to talk about the crackheads are coming. The crackheads are coming. This is Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com. And welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this segment of Fat Guy Radio Show is brought to you by Niadin, or according to my typed up show sheet, Niadin. Who typed this?
I've been reading that for the past week or 3 weeks.
This is what happens when we don't have interns. This segment is brought to you by Niadin.com, N-I-O-D-I-N.com, National Interactive On-Demand Information Network. The holiday season is up on us. It's no longer approaching. It's here. God, I can't believe here it's here.
In our book.
It's here. So go to use Niadin.com to find special deals on only available on Niadin.com. Niadin.com, see what you've been missing. Log on to Niadin.com or click the link on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Niadin. Click it. Click it. I can't believe the freaking holiday season is already here.
Yes.
What are we going to do, man?
Thanksgiving. Going to keep on trucking.
Three weeks away.
We're going to make it through.
What's 3 weeks away?
Thanksgiving.
Black Friday.
Oh, wait a minute. You're thinking food. You're thinking shopping.
Put them together. Hungry. What do you got?
You're hungry and he wants to go. He's got too much money to spend.
Not yet, but hopefully I will.
Oh my gosh.
Rolling the dough. Christmas might look lovely for the kids this year.
I can't believe that it's like freaking holiday season already, dude. Man. I'm asking myself, where the hell did 2011 go?
We're about to be in 2012.
Is it the world supposed to end in 2012?
I swear, I was just about to. It was right there coming out. Did you believe in that? The Mayans thing about the 2012?
I heard that it's going off the Aztec calendar.
Yeah, the Mayans.
That's BS.
What the hell is the Aztec calendar?
You didn't learn about that in school?
People from whatever country.
But I've never heard
the calendar. I don't know this Aztec calendar.
They're the ones who lined up like some of those. Well, not the pyramids.
Some certain things happened.
Yeah. And they lined it up with the moon. They based up off of the moon and actually really happened. So
certain things that they've written down on this thing has occurred so far. Yes. Everything that has been written there has occurred.
So the Aztec calendar says that the world is going to end in 2012.
Well, the calendar shows that it's the last date they recorded.
And it could just be.
Because they died.
That's what I'm saying. December, whatever I heard, December 21st.
December 21st, 2012?
It goes from the 19th, I heard the 18th, and then the 21st. So it's, I don't know which one. I even looked it up on the internet one time because I heard the 19th before.
So I was thinking like, well, maybe whoever's getting all this information, you know, they couldn't.
They just kicked the bucket and they stopped writing.
That's what I'm thinking.
Who's to know that in their mind before they died, they saw the last day of the world be in 4015? Who's to know? But then the guy was sitting there and he was like, you know, writing something. And then all of a sudden, you know, he falls on a chainsaw and he like just chainsaws himself. And then, you know, he's like, oh, I need to tell him it's 4013. It's 4013, not 2012. Oh, my arm. Oh, I didn't get all the way through the bone. Who's to know that that wasn't what he was thinking?
There's only one person who knows.
Who is that?
That's God.
Jesus, baby Lord Jesus, is the only one that knows who that is, Philippians.
Well, I think I'm going to have a talk with him tonight.
There you go. Yes. So the Aztec calendar, the Mayans or whatever.
I think it's BS.
You're calling BS on it? What are you calling, D?
Man,
tell the truth.
Honestly, I'm 50-50. Honestly.
You think it's going to...
Hey,
you can't be 50-50.
But let me tell you this, though. Let me tell you that last year, I used to be 100% like, man, my luck is so damn bad. I hope the world actually is in 2012. That way I can get it all over with. Now I'm like, man, I hope it don't. But how things turn around.
What are you going to do if it doesn't? Your life is going to continue to suck.
Just go, it's progressing now, baby. I'm moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side. Wait, actually, it's north side of Arizona, right? That's the good side.
That's the good side.
I live in Ahwatukee, so it's pretty nice.
Why don't you give out your address? No!
I can't do that. I might have some...
Lost in there naked looking at me.
The world will end.
I'm having fun tonight.
On 2012. December what?
21st, I've heard.
December 21st, 2012.
19th, I heard.
The world
we don't
will
know.
Come.
December
7th. Let's look into it.
To an end.
If it do, I'm running around butt naked.
On December 20th. What is it? December 21st?
Yeah.
So that means that I'm going to go around and I'm going to sexually harass everyone that I can possibly sexually harass.
And then let's say it doesn't end. Then what are you going to jail?
I'm going to jail.
Prison. I will be on TV making an apology.
Yeah, I will be apologizing for this. First, what I'm going to do, and you're not going to get this joke, Philippius. What I'm going to do is that I'm going to first deny that there was ever a settlement with any type of sexual claim, and then 3 days later, I'm going to magically remember that there was a sexual claim.
Yeah.
Do you get that reference at all?
Very little.
Lil D?
It's a from back somebody who did that.
No, Herman Cain. You didn't get the reference either. You both lose.
Herman Cain, like I said, it was back somebody who did it.
Herman Cain is the black Republican presidential candidate right now that went through all that, had a sexual scandal, and now he was like, I don't know anything about that. And then now all of a sudden he does know everything about that.
I heard about it, but he was denying it. The last thing I know, he was denying it.
He was denying it, but then magically he remembered. Magically, he remembered.
What do you think about him? Do you think he'll be a good president or so?
I don't know. He's fun to entertain now. I think it's too early. I have not gotten to the point where I
can... But he's going to help our freaking economy.
I'm not a Republican, but he seems pretty...
No, from right now, with all of this other stuff, with him forgetting about the sexual harassment suit and then magically remembering about this sexual harassment suit, I honestly believe he's another slime ball politician.
They're all
slime ball politicians.
But Bill Clinton was cold, boy.
He was cool. But when it comes back down to it, you know, when it comes back down to it, it's like you got to just choose the worst of the two evils. Do you want one that's going to screw us up our ass, or do you want one that's going to make us, you know, screw them? Well, no, we can never screw the government. Right, do you want to be screwed in the butt, or do you want to be screwed in the ear? We're going to get screwed.
I think we as people should become our own damn president, our own government.
We need to do Libya and turn this country upside down and restart it. I tell you, this is my suggestion. Here, Corey Blaze for president. Let me get my presidential music here. I think that we should just, where's my presidential music?
Who's that?
Here it is. I got it.
Oh. And we wait.
Hold on.
Here we go.
No, it's coming. Ladies and gentlemen, Corey Blaze for president.
This is radio. You don't need to show your
I, Corey Blaze, president, candidate of 2012.
I like it.
I officially put my name in the hat, and I will my first duty in office will be to bulldoze Washington, D.C., and start the government over in Rhode Island. That's my decree, and I swear to you that I will never, ever have sexual relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. This is Corey Blaze, and I approve this message.
My turn. I gotta get it.
Thank you very much.
I gotta get on it. That was sound for you. Gotta do it one more time.
Okay, one more.
Let me get in.
Wait a minute. One more time.
Let me get in on it.
One more again.
Yeah. Now, if I was president.
Hold on. Let me cue it up for you. Okay, go.
If I was president.
Okay, you gotta wait for it. You gotta wait for the music.
I'm letting know if I was president when it comes in.
Ladies and gentlemen, Little D, candidate for president of the United States.
Right hand up. Here I go.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Little D, if I was president, I would first tax pimps and hoes so we can get money. Second of all, I would honestly rape the government themselves, the highest people up, and bring that money down to all upon poverty level people. Second of all, food stamps will be given out to the rich, and all the money will be given out to the poor. Thank you.
I'm Little D.
I'm Dying Little D.
And I approve this
and
message.
And I approve this message.
Food stamps. Wow. You gonna tax all the pimps and hoes?
Ooh, yeah, they gotta get taxed. That's free money, right? That's free money.
That's free money right there.
You know
there.
What? If you think about the money they make and bring some of that into the system, stuff why not? A little bit better.
Why the hell not?
That's where the comedy went.
That's exactly where the comedy went.
Pimps and hoes. And pot.
You gotta attack it where it begins.
That's why they made pot.
You gotta look down.
You gotta look
into
down.
Those spots.
Wow.
Into those places.
Mm-hmm.
Highs and lows.
Oh, highs and lows.
And when you look at me.
And when you look at me.
Little D.
Little D.
You will say, damn.
Damn.
What a president.
What a hot president.
He will be.
He will be.
Because from the highs.
Highs.
To the lows.
To the lows.
Cadillacs.
Cadillacs.
And hoes.
Hoes.
I will be.
I will be.
At your show.
At your show.
Maybe even.
Maybe even.
At your dough.
At your dough.
With a bucket of chicken.
With a bucket of chicken.
And a glass of water.
And
extra
a
crispy.
Glass of water.
And some Kool-Aid on the side.
And some Kool-Aid.
In a heaven.
Heaven.
Will be.
Yes, Lord. Woo. Hallelujah.
Pass me the offering, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
To that button, that Fat Guy Radio, push the button.
Put the button.
Send zone. Your offering.
Yeah.
Send your offering.
Yeah.
FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Yeah.
Woo. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness?
Yeah, Lord. Woo.
Signing off.
Sign off.
Little D.
Little D. Oh, my goodness.
We got them all.
We got
that's just what we do in the studio when we hit the studio. But that, if you pick me or Corey as president,
yes,
that's what it'll be.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
I'm Philippians, and I approve all these messages.
Oh. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Oh, yeah. Well, little D has spoken. Pass the collection plate. Pass the collection plate.
It's coming up.
Oh, I can feel the spirit.
Here we go.
I can feel the spirit.
It's out of my soul.
I can feel the spirit.
Like a Sister Johnson over at the coast. Yeah,
somebody get
there.
The ushers over there.
Woo!
She didn't fall out. She didn't fall out. Get her. Pick somebody. Pick
get her up. Kiss this Justin up over there.
Hold her hair down. Hold her. Put her teeth. Put her teeth.
Glory.
Put her teeth back in her
fine.
Mouth.
Put her back
she
in.
Didn't lost her mind.
I busted her sweat.
She didn't put her teeth back in her mouth.
Get her back in.
Something
there.
Is wrong with her. Somebody get the deacon. He didn't fall out
here.
Over there. Somebody get over here. Let that sister shout. She got some nice
come
boobies.
Come on, Deacon Brown.
Woo. Some big boobies over there. Let that sister, let her go.
She
I see the Lord all in them. Let me lay hands on her right now. That ain't right.
That ain't right.
Oh, we going to hell.
Y'all got to tell somebody about this one.
We got to tell somebody.
Man, you guys got to hear about that one.
And then, because when we all done doing this, it's, well.
Here he laid.
Fat Guy Radio Show crew.
They were good people.
They played a little bit too much with the Lord.
As soon as they left the studio,
it was all over.
All hell broke loose.
And they were sunk.
But when they got to heaven,
6 feet under.
It started to
it was all a party.
Hey!
Yeah, baby!
I saw they go Tupac right there. Go Tupac!
They go Tupac! Hey, Tupac, what's up, man?
Hey, they think you still alive from down there.
Hey, brother, what's going on? Hey!
What's going on, Michael Jackson?
Hey, David! David,
Jackson.
Good job on Goliath. That's what I'm talking about, Captain.
Exactly.
Yeah! How the hell did we get into all that from talking about the president
we
of the United
totally
States?
We went totally off the script.
We sure did. There ain't
well,
no script.
That's what you do. That's what you do.
So are you behind any presidential candidate yet? Are you feeling the Herman Cain thing?
Honestly, I'm not a Republican at all. Far from it. But I'm actually feeling him from his views.
Really?
And he's a Republican, right?
Yeah, he's a Republican candidate.
Yeah, I've looked at his views and he looks pretty. And that takes a lot for me to even go for a Republican.
Right.
Candidate. But I'm looking at his views, and he seems pretty, not because he's black, but what he says. I kind of like what he says.
I haven't invested anything in any of them yet because they're all idiots.
But if Obama runs again, I'm voting. You must vote for me because I will be here.
I'm Barack Obama.
And I'm going to take it slow, and we're going to get this economy back up running.
Yeah, because when Barack Obama steps back into the president office, this is he's going to come out with some George Clinton coming on. You know what I'm saying? I love Al.
I just burped for Josie Sure. I can't get that right. Yeah,
Josie Sure. We can do that too. No, I haven't gotten behind any presidential candidate yet. Philippius, are you even remotely interested in the presidential election?
No.
Honestly, I know we joke around,
cannot
but all I would like to really see
honesty.
Is a president that's really going to help people get jobs back. That's all I want to see for people in America.
Of
just
course.
Jobs.
Of course, but none. They can't. Dude, you know. In the president seat that we have now, the Congress, the House of Representatives, all those guys over there, they're tripping over themselves. And nothing's getting. This isn't a political show.
Hey, but you know who I really like to see him noted? I like to see Bill Clinton back in office.
Of course, everybody would.
You know, he done served, you don't go like 8 terms or 4, whatever, however.
No, you can't.
Four terms, right?
But there was a recent poll that was out that was like, who would Americans want back in the presidential office right now in this state of economy?
Probably
and you know
F.
who
Kennedy
they,
and
nope.
him.
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah?
They would want Reagan back in the office. No.
I was too young
to
remember his views. That was back in 1989.
No, I take that back. It was not Ronald Reagan. It was crap. Now I can't even remember.
Thomas Jefferson. Somebody probably way back when.
No, pad for me while I freaking talk right. amongst yourselves while I figure it out. Philippians doesn't like it when I say pad.
Pad.
Because he knows I'm going to the internet and the internet and BDB production.
But
is this like the oldest? Are we on a 56K dial-up on this freaking internet?
It's rude. That's like, you want to use about 3G phone?
I can find it faster on my freaking... But
but like I was saying, though, I really would like to see Bill Clinton back because I think Kanye was nice back then. I like him. Yeah, he smoked a little weed.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But honestly, out of all the presidents, I liked him the best.
Really?
I really liked Bill Clinton. And like, I was, when Monica, what was his girl, his wife's name? When she was running for president, I was behind her.
Hillary Clinton.
You know I was behind her?
You know her mom died today.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, wow. God rest her soul. She was 92. It's time to go anyway.
You know who else died? You know who else died? That squirrel. I hit him and he was limping stuff. I'm pretty sure he died.
You took that damn squirrel out?
I'm pretty sure he died.
Hate it when that happens. But say what you said. I'm sorry.
I was going to be behind her for the simple fact that I knew that he would be, you know, prepping her and showing her, and I think he would be right there showing her. So I was thinking, like, America be somewhat like it was, because I'm pretty sure he was going to help her. Like,
he was going to be there in the coach, but that would have been.
That's what my thoughts behind that.
Now, you know, I can kind of get behind that too.
You know what I'm saying?
And we're talking about this because it's, you know, it's pretty much the freaking hottest subject going on right now.
Yes.
But I honestly believe that if we did get Hillary Clinton in office, I think it would be interesting because of the fact that Bill would have been behind her.
Right.
But we made history when we took, when we had a black president. We would have made history if we would have gotten
a woman president. Right.
But it goes back to my original viewpoint. America is more ready to embrace a black president than they are a woman president. If so, Palin would never have fallen behind in the ranks. All those other women presidents, Michelle Bachmann, I think that they just come into the spotlight, get recognition, and start writing books, and they make their money from there because they have no other appreciable talent. That's my take on when it comes to woman president. But I honestly think right now, and this is going to be a while because you know how much of a feminist I am?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I honestly believe that it'd probably take a woman to get this country back on track. Someone that I have some balls to say, F you, no, we're not doing it that way. And unfortunately, we don't have a woman president that's in that capacity.
And it's
going
to have to be a strict white woman.
It's going to have to be strict. She's going to have flat boobies. And
I want to take it
and a nice ass.
You're gonna go in timeout, mister.
You gotta go in timeout. Congress, you can't come up with the decision. Well, I'm gonna not talk to you for 3 days.
3 days.
I'm holding out from you. These legs are shut.
Shut tight. You will not be getting any of this. Now you out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna take a break right here. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by the finance guy. So you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. We'll be right back after this. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, and this segment is brought to you by Ted's Handyman Service, 602-374-3993. The holidays are approaching, ladies and gentlemen. Visitors come into town. Now it's time to get that guest bathroom in order, that closet module installed, and those yard lights back up and running. Call Ted. He can help you out. Ted's Handyman Service, call him, 602-374-3993. Call now for a free quote. Ted's Handyman Service, official handyman of Fat Guy Radio Show. Call him right now. It's a way to support the show. As we promised in the last segment, we are joined on the line with the infamous Fat Guy Radio Show finance guy, and he's going to give us his tips for the month. We're a little late in getting him on the show because of a couple of vacations that we're scheduling in October, but we're proud to have him back on the program here with FatGuyRadioShow.com. Finance Guy, are you there?
I'm here.
Good to have you on the show, Finance Guy. Thank you so much for joining us. We had a little bit of delay and a little confusion in some of the emails, but I'm sure you've got some information that you prepared for our listeners. So, Finance Guy, take it away.
All right. Well, one question that you had asked me was about Christmas spending.
Oh, yes.
And how do people control their spending for the holidays?
Okay.
And I've always been kind of perplexed by questions like this, because it's really, really the question boils down to, how do I stop myself from doing dumb things? And my answer to that is, if you know that you're doing something dumb and you do it anyway, there's really nothing I can do to help. But I guess as a possible tip for not spending as much money during Christmas is, maybe just go back to the old original Christmas spirit and make things for people. So learn how to knit, make some pot holders, do something like that.
But what if you're a finance guy? What if you have like a large family and you know that you're going to spend money on the holidays? Is there any way to, like, I don't know, like, what kind of bills would we need to cut down on? Would you advise someone to, like, maybe release some of the premium channels on their cable service in order to prepare for Christmas? I mean, is there, like, something that you can do to prepare to avoid overspending?
Well, speaking from personal experience, I have a large family, and there's no way I'd get rid of my HBO just to buy more crap for them.
Okay. Fair.
I really got nothing there. I mean, the only thing that you can really do is put together a budget and plan for the extra expenditures during the holiday times, and then
right.
spend according to your budget during the entire year. But like everything else, it just takes discipline. So
okay.
if you don't have discipline, you're probably not going to get very far with that.
Okay. All right.
But that kind of led me on to thinking about people doing dumb things. And so a few of the other issues that people come up with other than holiday spending is people tend to think of things in terms of good or bad only. So for example, people think about debt and think, well, debt is bad. But debt isn't bad. It's just a tool that needs to be used wisely. So
okay.
the example is people think, well, a good use of debt is to get an education. So
okay.
that part's good. People tend to think that way.
So you're saying,
and once again,
school loans are an acceptable debt to incur?
Well, there you go. People think that way. And the answer to that is yes or no. But once again, debt is just a tool that needs to be used wisely. So it could be a good use of debt to pay for an education.
Okay.
But it could also be done very stupidly, which you see all the time. So, for example, if you take out all the student loans that you possibly can, take on, say, $100,000 worth of debt, don't work during school,
mm-hmm.
and then get a degree in women's studies or French literature, that's probably a bad use of that $100,000 worth of debt.
Right.
Now, to become a physician, sure, that's probably a pretty good use of it.
Okay.
But that really comes down to, you want to minimize your debt for whatever it is that you're purchasing.
Okay.
Or use smart debt. So student loans tend to be a low rate of interest, whereas credit cards are a high rate of interest. So you want to kind of, your financial goal should be to maximize your wealth.
Okay.
And that should include your education, your housing, debt, investments, everything you want to think about in terms of maximizing wealth. So you'd want the smartest debt possible, so it's going to be the debt with the lowest interest rate, that you want to apply to whatever you can, and and then use your worst debt last, type of thing, or not at all. Same thing with credit cards. So people tend to think that credit cards are a bad thing. Carrying a balance on a credit card is always a bad idea because the interest rates are so high. But using a credit card is not necessarily bad. So I use my credit card for everything I possibly can because I get points on it, and so I don't ever pay for flights and I get cash back and things like that. So basically I just get a 1% discount on everything that I buy and never pay interest.
Now, when you talk about
credit card to pay interest, that's just dumb.
Right. Now, when you talk about credit cards, finance guy, what about the credit cards that give you like that introductory 1 year with no interest? Is it okay to carry a balance on those?
Sure. I mean, if you're not paying any interest, then that's money that you're just having to spend later. But the problem with that is that people will go out and get those credit cards and then go buy a bunch of stuff that they don't need and then just pay for it. So, yeah, it's not the dumbest thing in the world, because it would be dumber to buy things you don't need than pay interest on them.
Yeah, Philippus.
So yes, it could be less dumb than doing something else.
Okay.
But still, buying things that you don't need, you always have to pay for them.
Okay. That's very logical, as always. Very logical.
So that's about all I've got.
Okay. Well, that's finance guy's done there. All right. So give us your finance tip of the month going into this Thanksgiving holiday here.
Well, this is just an extension of what we've been talking about, but Tip of the month is stop doing stupid things.
Yeah, Daniel, stop doing stupid things.
And if you, specifically around credit cards and debt, if you can't control your credit card spending, then just get rid of the credit cards. That's going to be your best move.
That's good advice for me. So I'm going to go ahead and rack up a whole lot of credit card debt on credit cards that don't have any interest rate. No, I'm just kidding. Well, that's some good stuff there, Finance Guy. Thank you so much for joining us once again on the show. And that's some sage advice. And ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to send your questions to the Finance Guy, you can email us at info at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Well, Fat Guy, who are we talking to? Fat Guy Radio Show or Finance Guy? Finance Guy, thank you so much for joining us once again, buddy.
You're welcome.
All right. You have a good rest of the day. All right, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, and there he goes, the Finance Guy. Where are the guys
microphone
at?
Microphone off. There we go.
There you
I'm
are.
I'm here, Monster.
Hi.
What's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, because you guys leave the studio every time the Finance Guy comes on.
He has some good financial advice
there. Were you listening outside?
Yeah.
I got like a frog in my throat. What was I doing?
I don't know.
Do we have to kick it back up?
Do yeah. we?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Let's kick it old school.
We're pulling into...
Oh, you want to kick it old school?
Let's kick it old school.
All right, let me see if I can find... We're
pulling into a break here.
Already?
Yeah.
Oh, because... Yeah, we got... Okay, yeah, that's fine. Know. That's fine. No. That's cool. That's cool. Let me see. What can
or
I get?
Do you want to run it a little bit longer?
No, I don't want to run it a little bit longer. I want to go where we are. The Finance Guy gave out some really good topics, though.
Yes, he did.
And I didn't have any music queued up for us to come out of that.
No, you didn't.
Here we go.
That's when I come in.
What are you? You playing music over there?
Yes.
Turn.
What do you think?
What? This is Maroon 5. Oh, you guys wanted something like this. Ooh. What is it? What is it coming? What's coming? What is it gonna be? What is it going to be? Is it gonna be something stupid? Is it gonna be something great? Is it gonna blow Philippians' socks off? What is it gonna do? What is it going to do? Somebody hit the cue. Where is it? Now, bring the energy back. Bring the energy back. There we go.
Here we go.
There we go.
I'm awake. This is exactly what I was looking for.
Is this what you were looking for?
Yes.
All right.
All right. Yeah. So, should we just go to break now? That way we can have the rest of the show to catch up with little D. Yeah. Can we just go to break now? Yes. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Corey Blaze on Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. That was the Finance Guy. Thank you so much for joining us again. Again, you can email your questions to Fat Guy Radio Show at Fat Guy Radio Show. I did that wrong. We'll be right back after this. There's supposed to be silence there. Such an ass. What the hell? All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com as we get into the last 15 minutes of the show and the wheels are falling off. This segment is brought to you by no one. You know someone with a business product or service? Have them contact BDB Productions at bdbproductions.net. Click the show's button to receive
show
our click the
show brought to you by Philippus's Android.
No. Contact BDB Productions at info@bdbproductions.net or go to bdbproductions.net or contact BDB Productions at 480-289-9050 to receive our rate card. Reach advertising on Fat Guy Radio Show affordably reaches thousands of active listeners every week. So we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We had our little political talk. We had the Finance Guy on. We talked about Halloween. Do we really care about Kim Kardashian and her evil, skanky ways? Do we even really care?
Yeah, who knows?
What?
A lot of people do, but...
Yeah, a lot of people do, a lot of people don't. But I saw that coming, the whole... This marriage...
The Kim Kardashian...
Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's not gonna last.
Nah. I think she did it for a TV show.
She had to. She left Reggie Bush for him. I'm saying, but come on now.
And the thing is that she hasn't like tarnished. I saw on like the web, on like a couple of websites, has she tarnished the Kardashian name or the Kardashian brand? No, she just shined it because that entire family is a bunch of dressed up, loose leg yentas that America and the world models their lives after. No wonder the world is the way that it is.
But you know, one that I do respect and like is Chloe and Lamar. They're like decent. they're a decent couple.
It seems like the one horse face Kardashian, Khloe, would be the one that would have a relationship, a good relationship. She doesn't like, she's got a horse face, bro. She's got a long horse face. I know you might like that body. I know that you like the women's that are like 8 feet tall, but that girl is big.
No, I'm just saying they have a decent relationship. Like, it's not like crazy.
How long have they been married? Do you know?
I think about a year now.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's the.
I think longer.
Yeah, probably longer.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't follow them. I don't track anything with the Kardashian. I don't track any. I tell you one thing. The moment that those cameras are turned off in those Kardashians' lives, except for who's married to Lamar Odom?
Khloe.
Except for Khloe, if she holds it together, which if she's made it past a year with a Kardashian, there's a good chance they're going to go the long mile. But we also said that about Nick and Jessica. Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson.
We thought
they were good. Who's pregnant? Look at us talking all this pop culture. We so hip. We so in.
Girl, yesterday,
let me tell you.
I was getting my nails done. And let me tell you what happened. LaFons, right?
LaFons, yes. Right?
He had the audacity to come in, girl. And what has he told me? Can he borrow $35?
No, he did say $35.
$35. After I just got my check on the first.
On the first. They made my check wait for like 13 days.
What?
They got to check it because they said that my baby daddy was in jail too long.
No.
And they had to go into my baby daddy and they had to call him up and just verify that his ass was in there. Mm-hmm. And I called him up
I told him,
I said, your ass better be in jail. That you better not be nowhere else because your ass better be in jail.
I hear you, girl.
And when they called there, he got out 3 months ago.
Did he?
That motherfucker ain't called me yet.
No.
That's a bleep. Sorry.
That's how I go down.
That's how we do pop culture on Fat Guy Radio. Show.com. The only thing we was missing was a whole lot of kids in the background.
Exactly.
But you know what? Once those cameras are turned off on those Kardashians' lives, the sooner we can get the sex tapes. Because they're not going to have anything else to go on after the cameras come out of their houses.
Right.
So what is the first thing that those trifling yentas are going to do? They're going to go right to sex tapes.
Well, Kim Kardashian already had her.
I watched it 538
the
times.
The only reason I even knew about her is because of Ray J.
Yeah, that's when Kim Kardashian popped. Kudos to Ray J too. Have you seen that video?
Oh man,
I got something. I'll tell you right now here. Just give me a second. Let me search over here, and I'm gonna find it for you here.
You know what it is.
You know what it is, Philippians. There's Ray J right there. There he is. There he is. That dude's a tripod. Bless his heart. Yeah, I looked.
And he's tall too.
I looked. He's tall. And he's tall too.
That tripod's pretty big, isn't it?
That's a big tripod. Kim Kardashian. Now, can't stand her to as far as I can throw her. But yeah, she got it going on. But you know, Ray J. That's Ray J right there, you know. Then when he got on top of that.
Gallop little red fox through the wind and snow.
But once these cameras go off, the sooner we can get the sex tapes, because that's the only appreciable talent that they have. That's the only thing that they possess, is their sexiness and their bodies.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go out on a wild prediction here. One of those girls are the next Amy Winehouse, because when the fame is gone, the money is starting to dry up, they're gonna spiral out of control. They're going to completely spiral out of control.
I doubt it with them, because they got a multi-billionaire empire. They got all kinds of stuff.
What empire?
Ray
J?
No. Yeah, well, he started, but they got like their makeup now. They got polish, nail polish.
But all that goes away, dude, because they built all that upon the foundation of their reality show fame.
Yeah, they got a store. They got a couple stores now.
Those stores don't do nothing. You know when they actually go into those stores? Once or twice a month.
Oh, yeah.
And then when they are in the store, they're taping the show, and there's big, huge black curtains covering it from any outside light. And they say that's just for lighting. Don't forget, we work with BDB Productions. We know how to control lighting.
Right.
You know what I mean? What is the name of that? Don't even mention the name of the store. What is it? X's, nipple, ass, chunks. What is it called? Or Ray J.
Nose Carter.
That's all I'm gonna need is Ray J again. Then bring him back.
Yeah, because Ray J get on top of Kardashian. Ray J. Sorry,
we gotta get him on a show one day.
Yeah, but I think that she did this all for publicity. But you know what? This is the bad part about it. And maybe I'm a little sensitive to Chris Humphries because he's a basketball player, but I think he really was. He was really in love with her to propose to her, but he's so young.
Yeah, he about 22, 23,
22? Yeah, he's a young cat. I think he's a young cat, but I really believe that he was in love with her because he's honestly, I truly believe this isn't media hype, that he is really like depressed and upset about this. Well, I really do.
He's seen how she was.
Right. He should have known. And then he knew that what he was following, you know, Ray J.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, there probably be one out with them.
All right. I don't know. But I can care less about him. I think that the wench, she's just doing nothing but thinking about herself. And that's exactly what she did.
We're down to 3 minutes.
I know. So Little D, what is this? You're tired. You're hurting real quick. What's going on with you now? Because you're back off of the road.
I'm back off the road, but I'm on the road.
You're back off the road, but you're back on the road.
Now, the farthest I go now is Texas.
Okay.
El Paso, that is.
Driving.
And I drive, but this time, what makes me hurt, I deliver. I physically hand load everything off the truck.
Okay.
Off the trailer, that is. And it's not a 53-footer, but it's a 48. It's pretty big, and I got to physically get everything off of there. Man, I'm sore. Body hurt. I'm dreading right now. I got to go in tonight.
Right.
But the money's really good, though. But it's just, I got to get adapted to it. And yeah. So I'm doing pretty good, guys, fellas.
Philippus,
everybody
is playing your theme music.
Yeah, so I don't have to go out to Jersey and all that no more and hear the up in Newark.
Newark.
And hear Crackhead talk to me about.
you never did tell.
How sexy
did you
I
tell
am.
That story on the show?
Yeah, I think I did. You did. Went to the bathroom.
Did
he?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that was at. Oh,
that's
that was.
Had,
I was having hemorrhoids.
Yeah, I was having. That's hemorrhoids. When all hell had broke loose.
Yeah, that was horrible. That was a bad. Now instead, I've gone from hemorrhoids to minor cardiac infarctions. I've gone to little heart attacks now. I'm telling you, dude, I really think I'm having heart attacks in the morning. I wake up every morning with my left arm numb.
Do you sleep on your left arm?
I sleep on all of my left arms. I'm a big dude. They're like, Corey, where do you sleep? Around the house. Literally, I'm a big dude. I sleep everywhere. But I wake up in the morning and I've got my left arm is numb from the shoulder to the wrist. And then the feeling comes back in when I get in the car and I'm driving to work, but then my thumb goes numb. And then after the numbing goes away, the thumb swells up and then swells back down.
You're probably just having clogged arteries?
I think I'm having a heart attack.
I want to say.
Well, maybe you should go see a doctor.
Your blood flow is just not flowing the right way yet.
Maybe your hemorrhoid reached your arm.
I don't know. Maybe my heart's just going to stop one day.
Well, yeah, everybody's heart is going to stop one day.
Well, yeah, but I don't want mine to stop just yet.
Well, it's not.
Well, if that's your designated stop, then
ask the Mayans. They'll let you know when it's going to stop.
That's the Mayans. But I think I'm having mild cardiac infarctions.
Check the Aztec calendar, I'll tell you.
I'm not going to the doctor.
I bet you if you look like Ray J, you would be good.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, what did you say?
If you look like Ray J, you're going to go like that one more.
Oh, I can't get to it, Flip.
It's tripod.
Wait a minute. Say it again, who?
If you Ray J. AKA.
Oh crap, turn my sound effects up. Wait, say it again now.
Ray K. Ray K. Ray J.
If you look like Ray K.
Ray J, AKA.
Horse.
Your heart really started. Oh, damn. Here goes, so I pick up his paper butt naked.
Ray J. Neighbor. Ray J on top of Kim Kardashian once again.
Yep. Galloping.
Just beating it up. Ray J. Because you know Chris Humphries. Oh, Ray J again. You know Chris Humphries just took Kim Kardashian's butt and just did a swan dive in that bitch.
You know,
and just went in there and
used
motorboating son of a bitch.
You know he did.
We got to get out of here. Show's over.
All right, yeah. Until the next time.
But anyway, good luck on that new physical job because Lord knows my slow ass don't do nothing like that.
Man, maybe you lose some weight.
It kills me.
I didn't even get into that I'm a big tub of goo. It's about time that I start losing some weight, but we got to get out of here anyway. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this show is brought to you today by the Fat Guy Radio Show donate button. Log on to fatguyradioshow.com, click donate at the top of the page so we won't go away. Fatguyradioshow.com. click it.
Or sting it.
Or lick it.
This program cannot be rebroadcasted without the written consent of an authorized representative of FatGuyRadioShow.com. That's one of these sacks of balls in this room. Our show survives on the support of advertisers. If you know someone with a business, product, or service, advertising on Fat Guy Radio Show affordably reaches active listeners locally, nationally, and worldwide every day. For advertising on Fat Guy Radio Show, contact BDB Productions at 480-289-9050 or go to bdbproductions.net. That's Big Daddy Blaze Productions.net. Like us on Facebook, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and follow us on the Twitter at Fat Guy Radio Show. For Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com, my producer Philippius, my little brother D, I'm Corey Blaze saying skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Have a good one and continue to fight the good fight. Bye-bye!
See ya!
Bye, Jay!
This way.